When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
Hey, this is Sam from Punk is Dead Radio. Tune in every Monday night at 10 p.m. for everything from pop punk to proto punk to hardcore on CFRC 101.9 FM.
I'm Ben Wright.
Tim O'Reilly.
Nathan Smith.
Rob McLaren.
Kyle Kirkpatrick.
And we're the Barrel Boys.
And you're listening to CFRC 101.9.
What's up? It's Pickles. We have a message.
Let's have a kiki. Get ready for a fabulous time with dragshow.ca. From drag brunches to holiday cabarets, there's something for everyone. Check out the latest events and join in the fun. Visit dragshow.ca for all the details.
We are going to serve
and work
and turn
and honey.
Hey, hey, hey. You want to kick the summer heat and get a nice treat? Don't hesitate to make a date to visit Old Farm Fine Foods. Pizza, frittata, sausage rolls, sandwiches, soups, and more are ready and waiting to get in your belly. Plus, you can also buy fresh and frozen food to prepare at home. Pop into the shop Monday through Sunday between 8 to 6 at 204 Berry Street. And don't forget to follow Old Farm Fine Foods on Instagram at OldFarmFF to get the scoop on the latest goodies. Old Farm Fine Foods, comfort food you can count on.
Hi, I'm Connie Calder, and you're one of the fabulous listeners to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
Hello, tis I, DJ Tangent. You may know me from episodes of Making Bacon, such as the St. Patrick's Day Special, the Homegrown Live Preview Show, and the Spring Reverb Extravaganza. I have my own show now called Numbers with Wings. Join me, and I will take you on a voyage through garage rock, punk, post-punk, cowpunk, Paisley Underground, and more, all viewed through my, some say, unique perspective. I will be broadcasting live on CFRC 101.9 FM, Sundays from 2 to 3 p.m., and on CFRC.ca a few seconds later, or you can check it out at your leisure.
Was a big group breakfast like so many others. Had our eggs and we got each other. The merits of towns and good hash browns. Morning winds up while the evening winds down. There's sun in the steam of the coffee cups. It lingers round the table and warms us up. Where will you go next? What do you do? Really nice last night having drinks with you. You might be nostalgic about this. That's just one small part of bliss. And as you go around life's bend, hope there's always a breakfast at. Fine folk, no need to talk much in the woozy spaces, cause there's understanding on our boozy faces. You might be nostalgic about this, that's just one small part of bliss, and as
screamers. The booth is tight packed with tight face beamers. And all of the paths that we will take, we leave the cafe and a breakfast.
Everyone, welcome. Welcome to Making Bacon. I'm DJ Over Easy. It's Saturday morning in Kingston, and you are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. And it's spring, yo. Spring has sprung. And yeah, it's a bit, what was I going to say? It's a bit, windy to start the morning, definitely warm, definitely spring. Time change tomorrow, I do believe, so, you know, don't let that mess you up. Or, you know, whatever. Or sleep in. Who cares? It's spring! So, yeah, you have the freedom to be able to just feel empowered to just do what you want, do what you want. So I hope everybody's having a great start to their weekend. Let's see, what did I do? My week, right, it was a big week. I always forget, it's so silly. I have such a charmed existence that I always forget what I do. I have to write it down. So, yeah, big stuff. Wednesday at Musiki, Nolan Hubbard had his album release launch, his new album he's been working on called Emanate. He was already talking about working on another album, so that young man, he just never stops. He's so much fun and so passionate and cool. So what an honor, what a pleasure to be able to go and hang out with him. And yeah, super good show. Then on that, so I, that was Thursday night. That was Thursday night. Then Friday night, went to the Broom Factory. Or wait a second. Friday. Today's Saturday. No, that was Thursday. Nolan must have been on Wednesday. See, me and my days. So silly. Anyways, regardless, like a day later, I went to the Broom Factory. And with the world's best wingman, good old DJ Tangent. And we saw Kira, local, just sweetheart. Local, absolute sweetheart. She is the coolest, Kira. She was opening for Lily Hate, which was very cool. Very cool. Lily played this acoustic guitar, but with reverb on it. So it sounded kind of like just a dirty electric guitar. And yeah, what a sound. What a great time. Yeah, so that was the shows. And then went to the Drain afterwards, the Toucan. Saw some Queens bands, good old Queens night, just packed in there. And which, you know, one thing I did not realize. I always figured the Queens nights were kind of, you know, big nights for the Toucan. Because they usually have like, you know, 2-3 Queens bands on. The place is packed. And yeah, it's always a good time. So, but I, you know, you being an old fart and just chatting with people and also establishing, let's just say, a loving caring and very compassionate relationship with my servers at the Toucan. They are some of the most important people in my life. And that relationship is very valuable to me, so I harbor it as best I can. And yeah, I was chatting with Mikey, and at one point he said I was like the only person in the bar drinking and the place was packed. And I was like, oh, right. Students. Broke. Students have no money. And apparently, I don't know. You hear a lot of stuff when you're just walking down the street. I heard somebody talking about how the younger generation doesn't drink as much. Now, who knows? I don't have any data to prove it. All I know is they definitely don't drink as much as me or my generation. That's all I can say. We've felt that hot sting of life, and we need that cool hint of good old Ryan Coke just to kind of ease the sting, you know, stuff like that. Oh, big show. Big. I can never get it. These are really good mics. I can never get it to like max out on me. It's a big show. Friday, March the 20th. Virginia of Virginia Photography in the Mansion downstairs, 7 p.m. Starts at 7:30. Buy your tickets now for $20 in advance. Ticket Scene. Big metal show. And it's Virginia's birthday. She's celebrating. Let's pack that place. And I'll tell you what, hey, you, if you don't follow a good old DJ, what am I name? DJ Over Easy on Instagram at CFRC_makeandbacon. Message me if you're going, and I will make sure I will buy you a beverage. That's right. It doesn't have to be alcoholic. Doesn't have to be non-alcoholic. It's just a beverage. If you come out and you message me and saying, hey, I'm hinting Virginia's show on March the 20th at the Mansion. I will make sure to hit you back with some gratitude. How's that sound? All right. Here we go. This is how it goes. This is me DJing. Uh-oh. There we are. Okay. As I often like to do, I am going to start us with a track from local virtuoso jazz musician Oscar Evans. Let's just see. Let's get the other names. We got Paul Morrison, Bobby Shue, and Andy Love joining him on a track called Nice Buddies. That's right. That's right. Dem Dare. That is Oscar Evans and local jazz musician. I'm telling you, we are lucky to have that young man in town. Young indeed. He is planning to create all kinds of wonderful music for us to enjoy. So we're lucky to be a part of that. All right. I got a little more jazzy jazz. A little more jazzy jazz. This one's called Black Stick. Vinyl of mine that I enjoy. And yeah, picked it up at Something Else Record, I do believe. So here we go. Black Stick. Vic Ash. Oh, and I should say Black Stick is like clarinet. It's... That could have a bit of a curious, questionable name. However, it is the clarinet and Vic Ash Quintet. Vic Ash on clarinet, Maurice Biel on vibes. We like vibes. Stan Jones piano, Arthur Watts on bass, and Alan Ganley on drums. Here we go.
Thank you.
have it. That song, I don't know if I said the name of that song before. Vic Ash Quintet. And the name of that track is called High Priest. And by the sounds of it, we're talking about the enjoyable high, not just the ranking. And it is the International Women's Day Showcase at the Broom Factory. Unbelievable local show. If you have not got a ticket, I think I saw a post by Kira. There's only a couple left, so you might be out of luck. But the International Women's Day Showcase, we're talking Miss Emily, Atari, Luella, Kira, Piner. I cannot believe that show. That is a lineup and a half. You know what? It's almost tragic. Like, I'm looking at this and I'm like, why is this only one to really? We have to have like an international day to recognize women just to have like a decent show. Well, I shouldn't say that. To have a spectacular show like this. Like, why not all the time? Why are we only celebrating these women once a year? Like, WTF, yo. I don't get it. I don't get it. And of all the stinking men, like stinking, like stink, like us at the Toucan, and I don't know, young men are disgusting on the dance floor, dropping bombs. And I don't mean like lyrics. I mean, it was disgusting. And okay. I got to stop about how cool chicks are and how much guys suck. So they definitely, all women deserve a day of recognition. However, come on, every day, like enough. So you know what? I just realized why I got on the stinker rant. Next, I brought in some albums that I guess you could call stinkers. That's so funny. These are albums that I don't listen to, are in like a secondary collection of mine that I've either just been gifted or around or just whatever. And, you know, come on, you can't throw out a record. Oh, unless I did this when I was younger. You use it like a frisbee and you just like go outside and you go up against the barn and you just whip it really hard and they explode. except for the old ones, like they were like indestructible. Those things would like stick into wood and stuff. It's crazy. You make ninja stars out of the first records that came out. I doubt they were vinyl. They're probably slightly radioactive and full of lead, so maybe not. Maybe don't do that. All right, enough of me. So here's a stinker for you. Here's a stinker. When I was growing up on the farm, we always had Fly FM on. If Fly FM existed in a different form when I was a child, and it was a really crappy form. It was like all of the crappy music that as a young person I did not like. It's not that I didn't like it. It's just that it was old people music, right? So it was good enough for the cows, but I never really enjoyed it. And because of that, there are various songs that are like, what do you call it, traumatically imprinted into my memory. So here's one for you. Check this out.
Love on the rocks, ain't no surprise. Just pour me a drink and I'll tell you some lies. Got nothing to lose, so you just sing the blues all the time. Gave you my heart
my soul. You left me alone here with nothing to hold. Yesterday's gone. Now all I want is a smile. You need, you can say what you want, not much you can do when the feeling is gone. Maybe blue skies above, but it's cool when your love's on the rise. Ain't no big surprise.
Just pour me a drink and I'll tell you my lies.
Yesterday's gone. And now all I want is a smile.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you can picture, like, you know, a 12-year-old little DJ over easy just being like, what is this stuff? What is it? Seriously. Yeah, if you weren't in the know, that was Neil Diamond. Neil Diamond. And a song called Love on the Rocks. And, we're going to stay with some stinkers. Kenny Rogers, I did a show, the 12 Gigs of Kingston, back around Christmas time. And I had mentioned, because I was comparing local Kingston musicians to people you know. And one, or, you know, famous, whatever. Recognizable names, we'll say. And I was comparing Dennis Bowman, he is really good. You guys got to check out Dennis. Anytime you see him play in town, you will not be disappointed. That dude is, he's good. I'm going to stop gushing. But I compared him to Kenny Rogers. And one of the reasons why is because of voice and sound. But Kenny Rogers, he interestingly has enough really crap music out there, as much as he kind of had the hits. And really, I think the only reason he still exists in our consciousness is because of Dolly Parton, right? Like, she was epic. And again, some just dude riding on the coattails is some actual cool chick. So, but I think, I don't know, I was queuing this up. So I have Kenny Rogers' The Gambler album here in front of me. I was like, oh, what's this one? The Who Doin' of Miss Fanny DeBerry. Now, here's the thing. I was queuing it up, and you're not going to believe this, but back in the 70s, there was this thing called disco. And disco took off. Like everybody jumped on the bandwagon. Like, even Blondie jumped on the bandwagon. Everybody had a disco track. Everybody did. Well, I don't know, but it sounds like so did Kenny Rogers.
Thank you.
All right. That one there. Non-stop dancing number 11. Oh my goodness, there were 10 previous. James Last, 28 top hits for dancing. They sure are. They were bringing the noise. That was a track, of course, called Lola, who is credited on this with Davies. Look here. There's number 9. There's James Last in concert. James Last hair. Oh, this James Last dude. He was an interesting character. What a weird record. Polydor. Let's see if I can find a date. Might be on one of the albums. I'll see. Anyways, as you can tell, that is Nonstop Dancing. Lola, it's an instrumental with audience track. Sounded like dubbed in. That's an interesting decision too, Mr. James Last. All right, here we go. I do have an actual Disco Fever record, K-Tel, of course, and all 20 original hits as advertised on TV, two records set, and I'm gonna gift you all with this little number. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna throw this one out to Jeff the Movie Nerd, because it's a total nerd thing.
Dude, don't be mad at me, but he would agree
that being International Women's Day, that men are stinkers, and here's another stinker. This one's going out to Jeff the Movie Nerd. Yo.
Steady, are you ready?
Are you ready?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Cold, fresh air. Feel the melody that's in the air. I'm down, take a look around. What's going down?
However do you want me?
However
do you need me?
However do you want me?
However do you need me?
However
do you want me?
Steady, are you ready?
Are you ready?
What's going on? Steady, are you ready?
Are you ready?
What's going on?
Tell me what's going on.
Cold, fresh air. Feel the melody that's in the air. Oh, yeah. I'm down, take a look around.
That is soul to soul. And however do you want me? However do you need me? Now, here's... Now, great track. You know, if that's coming on a retro dance floor, you know I'm cutting the rug. So, the thing that makes this vinyl a stinker is that, well... That track, as you can tell, was not the original release. It's kind of maybe like a DJ version, or it was just like they were just filling up the record. So they put like 8 different versions of the song. I'm not joking. It's the weirdest thing. And the one version is like 12 minutes long. So it's not a playable record. You just, because about, like I said, it's like a full length record, both sides. So, you know, you're 15 minutes into however do you want me, and you just don't want the record anymore. Such a stinker. Anyways, hey, yo, hey, this is Make and Bacon. I'm DJ Over Easy. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. And
Sorry. I just have too much fun when I get vinyls in here and get just playing around with stuff because it's a hoot. And so I forget other stuff. I forget like the actual administrative part of my DJing that I'm supposed to do. And I forget to come on and say things like, you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, the best. And this is no joke. The best radio station ever conceived, I think. It's just not world. It's like all of history. Yeah, for sure. Listen, big show. Big show. Friday, March the 20th, The Mansion, 7 p.m., downstairs, metal show. Virginia Meeks is putting this on. She is the best. Monarch, the new hires. I don't know if it's like fest. Anyways, I gotta ask her how to pronounce that band. It's FXRRVST. Rust. Frocks. I don't know how to say it. And it could be a swear word. Who knows? And Victor Complex. Okay. Make sure you plan March the 20th. Write it on your calendar right now. Happy birthday, Virginia. And in little brackets below that, put The Mansion. 7:30 start. All right. Well, thank you all for listening. Sometimes I kind of forget that people may be listening. Usually it's like I'm sitting in my living room just playing with my records. So thank you. I appreciate you tuning in and supporting CFRC because they're wonderful. They are absolutely wonderful. And I appreciate that you support them. And the fact that you have to listen into my ramblings is just one of those unfortunate side effects of the whole system. All right. Well, let's do this. And then I haven't even got anything queued up, so I better put something on here. Let's do a release radar. There you go. Here's a little release radar I'm going to put in. Rev Zed, I do believe they're going to be playing here shortly in town. I was chatting with one of the kids at the Queen's thing. And yeah, but everybody check it out. I'll see you on the flip side. I'm going to play some brand spankers from some local legends, in my opinion. And yeah, we'll go from there. Make it bacon. CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hey everybody, this is Chris Jackson on CFRC, letting my love shine bright, 101.9 FM.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present Welcome to the Real World, the debut release by local punk rock band Rev Zed. With influences such as Rage Against the Machine, The Ramones, and Deep Purple, the record's themes include narcissism and a protest against artificial intelligence. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Welcome to the Real World now on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it called You're Gonna Hear My Name Again with us here on CFRC 101.9 FM.